Seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound on the farm. Semi-fried tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced.
Indeed, boys and girls. Little Toby Keith. So glad to be able to play that song. God bless America. 590 The Fan, CBS Sports Radio and Fox Radio. Thanks for joining us at the campfire. We're back on yet another beautiful Saturday morning. Here we are in May already. And with May, the May issue of Midwest Outdoors Magazine is out. It's on the newsstands, and I've already received mine in the mail. Right now, we're going to run up to the North Country. We're going to talk a little bit about Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Here we go, Matty G.
You are turned on to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Since 1967, helping people enjoy the outdoors. It all starts right here, right now.
Hey, don't you have a little something for him?
Well, what does this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay.
And on the line with us, we have Mark Strand, editor of Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Good morning, Raymond. Excited to be here.
This is great. Before we get into the magazine, let's run a little quick recap on our outdoor media hunt down in the Missouri Ozarks. We went down, of course, as you well know, with Joe, Chance Hollingshed, with the Devil's Backbone Outfitters. Great trip. And why don't you tell our listeners, we've been talking about this all during the entire show, but why don't you give them a little perspective from your view as a an outdoor communicator that came all the way down from Minnesota to enjoy the Missouri Ozarks with it.
Yeah. So, you know, even with all the rain and the flooding and what the challenges that we took on while we were down there, you have no idea how good it was for me to be back down there in those Ozark Hills. In fact, I'm back working on my computer right now, but I feel those Ozark Hills riding with me in my heart. I mean, you know, thanks to you, I've been going down there for a lot of years now, and not only does it not get old, but I see and appreciate new things every time. You know, watching buildings float down with the current, though, that was a first. But, you know, just watching you and Marty hunt, and I listen carefully when as you guys are calling and commenting on things. I feel like I learned more this past week than ever, with the exception of the very first time that I hunted with you. So I just wanted to say thanks. I have such a great time down there.
Yeah, it was fun, and we had a great group of folks. We had a great camp. The cabin that the Devil's Backbone Joe and Chance put together for us up on that high hill was just awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, it was like a little getaway. It was like a cabin in the hills with a little bench you could go down. There was a fire area that we could have used if it wasn't raining the entire time. But, you know, I want to just toss out my own personal thanks to your brother Marty. You know, it's always fun to hang out with him and watch his hunting skills in action. And Joe and Chance Hollingshed with Devil's Backbone. I mean, those guys are wonderful. Our friend Melissa, she was really a hoot. And, of course, Billy Smith, who we hunted with down around Eminence, and the mayor of Eminence, Jim Anderson, and his Shady Lanes cabins. I mean, honestly, I just don't know if I've ever had a better trip. And the weather means nothing when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, we had lots of food. We had lots of fellowship, and we had a ton of laughs, and we even managed to take a few turkeys. What a great trip, huh, Mark?
I had so much fun, Ray. It's always a highlight. I mean, it's the highlight of my spring so far, going down there and just hanging out with you guys.
All right, now we got to go back to work, Mark. Let's talk about Midwest Outdoors Magazine, May issue. Tell our listeners, you know, here we are the 6th of May. Now it's time to talk a little bit about the magazine.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, speaking of the Missouri Ozarks, Ray, you have a great feature called Missouri Ozarks Adventure in the May issue of Midwest Outdoors that details a lot of the really cool history and the places to see and things you can do when you're down in the hills for a turkey hunt, or maybe like when you visit the area at any time of the year, right? I mean, you poured a lot of years of knowledge into that one article all by itself. It's worth getting the magazine just to read that and find some of these great places to go see. That had to be a fun one for you to write.
It really was. I really enjoyed doing that one.
So our legend on the cover this time, we always put a legendary figure from the world of fishing or hunting. And our legend this time is Larry Bolig, guy that I've known for a lot of years. He's a completely, with all this information available, he is a completely self-taught fisherman. He made his way all the way into the Fishing Hall of Fame. And he's kind of known as, his nickname is the Bear, because he has this gruff side to him. But deep down, he's a big softy who loves to help you catch fish. And you're going to love reading about Larry Bolig in the May issue. Fishing, we have so much fishing. We have a really good story about how to use, everybody knows what drop shot rigs are if they're bass anglers, and using heavy drop shot rigs for bass in shallow water, which is kind of a twist, and it's really a detailed piece. Two really great articles on using jerk baits, which are, you know, kind of minnow-shaped plugs that you twitch, 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 and you let them pause in the water during that early time of the year. They're crucial baits. We have two separate features on how to do that. If you don't have a boat, we talk in detail every issue about how to fish from shore, and you're going to love this new column we have called Bassin' from the Bank by a guy named Dan Brzozowski, who's a regular writer for us. He's going to be writing about catching bass from the bank, and he also has his other, more established column just on shore fishing for all kinds of stuff. We got early season panfish, catfish, walleyes, pike, muskies, salmon, trout, steelhead. You name it. If you like to fish, there's stuff in there. And, of course, we talk about turkey hunting. We have this great writer named Andy Douglas. He's kind of a newer. I've been around for a couple of years. He has a story all about using blinds in turkey hunting that has some interesting information. We talk about whitetail deer hunting all year long. Dr. Ken Nordberg and Bernie Behringer, both of whom have columns in our magazine. They're getting you ready for next fall's deer hunt already. And if you like to cook and eat game and fish, we have a really cool section called Cooking Wild, yep, that will give you new recipe ideas every month. So this issue is jam-packed like it always is. One of my friends named Scott Rawl, who also writes for us, he said that every time he gets his issue in the mail, he feels like he needs 2 days to sit down and go through it. So really, no matter what you like to do, we truly believe that you'll find it covered in Midwest Outdoors magazine.
Yeah, that's the cool thing, because, you know, it is time for fishing, and you're talking about fishing, and I'm sitting here listening, waiting for you to tell me there's some hunting in here, but which I know there is, but you've got a good spread of stuff, and I like the concept of having whitetail the year round and covering all the different aspects of hunting along with the fishing. But what I really like is how all the pieces that you guys put together in there and the writers sent in, there's so much detail and so much information. It's like a school. They really do a lot of good teaching in this magazine.
Yeah, that's kind of our motto, is we focus on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. And we try not to assume that you know the definitions of the terms that we all toss around and everything. So yeah, if you're looking for helpful advice that will help you catch more fish, get closer to more game, you're on your own when you fire the shot, but
yeah,
get closer to game. That's kind of what we are shooting for.
Well, we reach a lot of folks down here, and we've got a lot of new listeners every week. So why don't you just tell them how they can get information to get the magazine sent right to their home?
Yeah, thank you. So if you want to get a subscription to Midwest Outdoors, you can go to MidwestOutdoors.com, and there's a way to subscribe right there on the website. Or you can call a toll-free subscription line at 800-606-3474.
Good information. And as soon as I can get you back down here, we're going to run straight to Roy's and get something to eat, won't we?
We determined after some serious research that Roy's has the best gravy.
Yes.
Of all the spots that
and
we
And what's
stopped
really
at.
Cool, and so they'll know what we're talking about and why we're laughing. If you were driving down this blacktop road and looked over and saw this old-time gas station with some of the locals out on the porch or standing around the gas pumps talking, you wouldn't stop there to eat. It looks like an old-time, just at a gas station. They have the greatest food in there. And it's so cool. You go up to the counter to order it, like where you pay for your gas, and then
That's
they bring
right.
it out to you. And it's all good, isn't it, Mark?
Oh, my gosh. And like you said, you had to have no idea if you go past on the road. There's maybe an ice machine outside, but you know, you're right. It just looks like a gas station. There is no sign that says, you know, eat at Roy's or anything. But when you're there, it's awesome. It's an awesome place to eat. We hung out there quite a bit.
Yeah,
while we
it's funny.
Down.
While we were in the woods hunting, that's all everybody talked about. When are we going to Roy's?
I know. You guys left me at one point, and I was sitting in the blind with my camera rolling, and I sent you a text that you guys better not be sitting at Roy's.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, of course, we had a great time down at Twin Bridges. Those are great folks, too, and watch the water come up. You know, we got the Spring Creek on one side of the huge bridge, and, of course, the North Fork on the other side. But they did some cooking and stuff for us, and our guy, Joe Hollenshed, took us in there, and they fed us in there. And that was good as well.
It was. And I remember one night in particular where the power left.
Yeah.
And whatever it was that he had cooked up prior to the power going out, we all just kind of shared it, and it was awesome. We sat there in the dark, very romantic.
Yes. Yeah, that's when I slid my hand over and held the hand of my co-host today, Mr. Timmy, Tiny Tim. Okay.
Yes.
You ought to see his face right now. All right, we need to get out of here. We need to take a break. Mark, thanks for coming on the show. Really enjoyed my time with you down in the hills. Let's do it real soon. Let's do it again. Maybe we need to bring you down because you don't deer hunt and do a deer camp with us.
Yes, shooting film of deer hunting I do love doing, so I want to say thanks again, Ray. I had so much fun. I really appreciate being able to hunt with you. Thanks.
All right, brother. Love you. See you later, okay?
You too, Raymond.
All right. Okay, boys and girls, we need to take a break, and we're going to see you all on the other side, baby. Come.